Blog Talk Radio. Okay. What's going on? Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm having some technical difficulties. I can't get on my Facebook. I was barely able to get this show going. It's raining. All kinds of stuff going on right now, man. So I'm trying to do a couple of things. So y'all bear with me. If you could, just go on Facebook. Y'all see on my page where I share the show. Just go share the show for me because I can't do it. I'm trying to do it and can't do it. But anyway, y'all bear with me real quick. I'm trying to do a couple things, talk to y'all real quick.
Yeah, it's about that time, y'all. It's 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And we don't stop. It's about that time, y'all. Tune in to the best. Push the one button. Grudge Talk Power Hour with your host, Tony Rafe. Keeping it real. No time racing. Keeping it grudge. Yeah, we don't stop. It's your boy, Chuck G. Shout out to our number one supporter. Our number one show sponsor, Palm Beach International Raceway. Big and mad props to the general manager, Chris Harris. Yeah. And we don't stop.
Keep it running.
And we won't stop. We grudge racing. We grudge racing. Push the one button. Push the one button.
That's all you gotta do.
And we don't stop. And we won't quit. And we don't stop. And we won't quit. Florida, no time grudge racing.
That's right.
You best to believe that.
Yeah.
We're coming hard in 2018. We're coming hard in 2019. Push the one button. Let's jump lock. Hashtag lock. It's what we want to hear. Lock.
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 Lock it in.
Lock it in, y'all. Lock it in.
Keep it strong. Keep it loyal to the game. It's what we do. It's what we do. Lock it in.
Yo, Tony. Yo, Tony. Open my mic up. Open my mic up. I push the one button. Let me in. Lock. I wanna lock. I wanna lock it in. Open my mic, Tony. Open my line up. I done push the one button. Let me in. Let me in. That's right. That's right.
All right, so y'all, it must be, y'all must be doing it. It must be working. It must be sharing because I see y'all rolling in here right now. So a few more minutes. I'm going to wait a few more minutes. Just give me a second. I'm trying to get a few more people in. I ain't going to be on too long, but I do want to talk to y'all a little bit. So just hold tight. Bear with me.
Y'all want to play, bro?
You know what I mean? Hey. Hey. How about Gucci? How about Belly? Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling me. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. 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 I'm in Pluto, I'm in Mars. Belly belt, I'm killing shit. The way I'm rocking Jimmy Choo, the workout out, I'm dealing it. I fuck her, she a immigrant. Don't touch her, she got benefits. Busting down them Benjamins. Fuck it up on Louis Kick. That's the way I'm kicking it. Pharaoh Grandma cover me. Puerto Rican, Japanese. We laid up at the double tree. Yellow ice, Obama beat. Pinky ring, quarter key. iPhone and Metro.
working out the whole thing. My earring, a jelly bean. Gangsta leaning, Irene. Red eyes, no Visine. I'm loped out on the green. Hard shoes on my jeans. Robin jeans with the wings. Yellow bone on my team. Traffic in them, yeah, I mean. Face boots with the spike. Go to AZ on the flight. Smell 100 overnight.
How about Gucci? How about Bella? Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling mid. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. 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 I'm in Pluto, I'm in Mars. Had the same damn time. On the soap, popping bottles. Had the same damn time. I'm in filth with the set, going crazy. My neck, no fugazi.
Hey, real
bad bitches in the street trying to bathe, man. Just a young hood nigga, streets raise, man. Fuck you with a unit, trying to scratch it to another whip. Drinking on the active, and it tasting like some bubble gum. Thumbing through the check,
check.
Boarding on the jet,
check.
Talking on the iPhone, sipping at the styrofoam. That dirty got my mind gone. That money got my mind blown. BDS and white stone. Rolling like a rolling stone. Free bands on Al Capone.
Straight up.
And my cash way long.
Turn up.
I see a bunch of clowns.
How about Gucci? How about Bella?
Had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope. Had the same damn time. Selling white, selling mid. Had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches. Had the same damn time. Had the same damn time. Had the same damn time.
Okay, y'all. Okay, okay, okay. I think I got it. I think I got it. Oh, my God. I think I got it. You talking about a disaster? Man, you talking about a disaster? I don't know how to explain y'all this day. It's everything, you know, what they call it? What is it? Murphy's Law? Everything that can happen will happen. You know, I mean, it's you know, I'm gonna take it though. I'm gonna take it. We're gonna work through it, because when you ask, as soon as you ask that question, what else could go wrong? It happens. So I don't want to know about what else could go wrong. All we gonna do is we're gonna try to do what we can. We're gonna try to do what we can and make this thing happen. You know, of course, you know we've been talking about crunch time. You know, it's been on the schedule for some months now. I think it's been on the schedule since January. It's been on the schedule since January. The first one was a success. The second one got rained out. We on crunch time two. And you know, we brought it back to crunch time two. We kept crunch time two because the first one never happened. Nothing ever got off. So we call this one crunch time two, unfinished business. And it is going down tomorrow, tomorrow. Crunch time two, unfinished business. Going down tomorrow, man. So, I mean, if you're in the area, if you can come out, you know, come check us out, man. I'm going to play this for y'all. I know y'all tired of hearing music, but I'm just trying to get everything situated right now at the moment. So,
grudge racing,
know,
yeah. No time racing. Uh-huh. Grudge racing, yeah. No time racing. Here we go. Crunch time two, unfinished business. It's going down Saturday, July 7th at Palm Beach International Raceway. You got to be in it to win it. That's right. It's going down. 28, 29-inch tire shootout, $2,500. Guaranteed to win. $100 buy-in. That's right. Outlaw big tire shootout. $2,500 guaranteed to win. $200 buy-in. It's going down. D-League shootout, $100 buy-in. That's right. You need to be in it to win it. Crunch time, two, unfinished business. Spectator tickets, $20. Kids 10 and under, free. VIP, $50. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Track goes hot at 4. Get in it to win it. Shootout start at 7 o'clock. Be there. We're going to light the South Florida light up. That's right. We're going to light up the night with candles lit. It goes down. For more information, go to racepbr.com. Crunch time two, unfinished business. Be there. It's your boy Chuck G and Tony Rayford.
Well, you heard him. All you got to do is go to that website and is to find out a little bit more information. But you know, I'm gonna tell y'all about it anyway. So, for the lazy people, you know, everybody ain't gonna wanna do that on the websites and stuff like that. You know, I understand. I'm kind of like that too, you know. But you do what you got to do to get what to get where you need to go. So with that being said, you know, guys, I appreciate y'all coming and joining in here. You know, it's raining down here right now, which is okay with me. You know, it's kind of not good for the guys that wanted to get out there and test today. They shut everything down because of lightning. Man, it was lightning so bad, and they didn't want to take the risk of frying the system. You know, so, you know, you do what you got to do to make things happen. And that's what's going on right now. But just to make sure everything is cool, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? So, if somebody hit the one button for me, please let me know that you can hear me, because I'm not too sure. Okay, I guess you can. That's look like Dan Van Order. Hey, Dan, is that Dan Van Order?
Yeah, man, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Hey, man, I'm okay. We're just trying to make it happen, bro. Appreciate you calling in, man. I know y'all getting rain over there where you at.
Oh, yeah, it just started. It's coming down like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The whole state getting a bath right now, but that's fine because that means tomorrow gonna be clear.
Yep.
And we looking at about 30% tomorrow. Y'all. So.
Yep.
Listen, tomorrow gonna be shiny. It's gonna be hot. The gates gonna open at 3. The track gonna go hot at 4. So you know, y'all do what you can. Let me get Chuck G in here, Dan. Hold on, I ain't gonna mute you. So if you got noise, just mute yourself.
All right,
Chuck,
I'm going to go on mute.
Hey, what's up?
What up, Chuck? Hold on, Chuck, real quick before you say something.
Yeah.
Somebody else hit the one button. 561-6958, who is that?
I hit it by accident, Tony.
Oh, okay, well, as long as you...
You ain't hit it by accident.
As long as you're there. Yeah. Who is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to see. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Who is this?
James.
Oh, this is James.
Gretzky. I thought that was James. I thought it was him.
Hey.
What's going on, James? You good?
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man. James, sit tight. Just go on mute. I ain't going to mute you. But, I want to get these mics taken care of. And... I want to get these mics taken care of, and we can move on, and we can do a little something. I think this said 5617.
I read it by mistake.
Okay, that's the trend. Is that the new trend, Sted? That's the new trend. Dane started it off, and you going to come in and hit it by mistake, too?
I hit it by mistake.
Okay. I got
you. Y'all know about him.
I got you. Yeah, okay, okay, Sid. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, that's Sid, y'all, from the morning show. The morning show crew, y'all know the morning show. The morning show here, y'all already know what time it is. So, anyway, Chuck G. Chuck G. You come on mute, Chuck. I don't need you to be on mute. Oh, man, look here. They look like Kurt right here. 321-8752. Kurt, that you?
Yeah, Tony, that was a mistake. That was a mistake.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Hey, James, look what you done started, James. Look what you done started. You done started, James.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's
you
going
on? What up? What up, Kurt? What up? What's going on, man? We catching a lot of rain right now, man. But you know
rain
what?
In my shop right now, Tony.
Hey, listen, say it. I mean, tomorrow going to be beautiful. Huh?
Hey, Tony, keep the track open.
Go ahead,
I'll hook in the rain.
You hook in the rain?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. It's happening. It's going down tomorrow. Crunch time here. We've been talking about it. Nah, it's going down. So I'm already late. I apologize because I know I'm supposed to start at 6, but I got caught in that rain. Man, that stuff was coming down hard. So, but we got it going on right now. Kurt, go on mute. I think you is you or Sid. One of y'all got some noise.
But, nah, Sid, I'm on mute.
Yeah, me neither. Hold on, Seth's calling me. I don't know why he ain't calling the show.
I don't know why he ain't either, but anyway, I'm trying to check Facebook and everything at the same time because a lot of this stuff, I haven't checked Facebook in 24 hours, so y'all know it really gets crazy when it gets like that. But anyway, I do want to talk about crunch time. Like I say, tomorrow, the gates open at 3. The track going to go hot at 4. And matter of fact, we got a first grudge race off the trailer at 4 o'clock, you know. And that's Trigger Man and with the little blue S10 going up against Cone, Florida's own Cone with the gold S10. So, you know, don't be late. Don't be late now. You know, get there. You know, grab your seat. Get you something to eat, you know. You got to be careful of that heat. So, you know, make sure you got something to drink and stay hydrated, you know, because it's going down all night long. It's going to be like Lionel Richie all night long. It's going down. We're going to race. It'll be some noise talking and all kind of stuff. But anyway, y'all know how we do it. I got to give a shout out to my man from Chicago, Sean over at Drag Nation News. When y'all get a chance, you know, y'all go on Facebook in the search box and put in Drag Nation News and like that page. He covers a lot of grudge events and grudge material stuff that goes along with it, and he follows a lot of people. So y'all, when y'all get a chance, you know, like I say, go on Facebook, put in Drag Nation News and like the page. His name is Sean. I don't know if I can get him on here tonight because he usually do a live show on Facebook about 8 o'clock. So anyway, I don't even know if we'll be on that long because I'm just going to talk about a few things. Chuck G, hit the one button, Chuck. Chuck, you fell off. I just need you to hit the one button and come back up in here. Oh, shoot, man. Man, look here. I tell you.
Yeah, I'm here. You know I was getting phone calls.
Okay.
Every time I click back
over. Yeah, well, hey, don't click over, Chuck. Just send them that text, tell them to call the show. But anyway, spit it out, Chuck. What's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, I know it's going down. Crunch time, too, up in this business. We're finna turn it up. And y'all know how this Florida weather is, South Florida weather is. Y'all been watching it all week. So, you know, nighttime, we should be good to go, y'all. So it's letting out right now. I am not a meteorologist, but I expected it was going to do this tonight. Just let it all out so tomorrow we can have a good time. Bring a lot of water with you. Bring Gatorade. You see me and Tony, give us one. Because we're going to be running. We're going to be nonstop.
That's right, yeah, Chuck. And listen, I've been having people ask me,
so
who owns my bin? And we got, say what? Chuck. Oh, that's somebody that wasn't on mute. Okay. They have a lot of people asking me, man, who locked in? Man, listen, you don't. We got some races locked in. Like I say, Kong and Sugar Man, they locked in twice. Matter of fact, Randy and Sugar Man locked in. Randy Blackman and the Bigfoot Mustang. Randy Blackman giving the Bigfoot the 1-1. You know, it's a few of them locked in. So all y'all got to do is get there and check it out. Now we got our D League Invitational. You know, we got about 12 cars going at it. $100 enter. You know, we're putting $1,000 on top of that. So right now we got 12 cars. That's like $2,200 for those guys. Then we got the 28, 29, the 2,500 guaranteed. The run with your run
25.
Oh, Kong and Django. I forgot about that. That's the rematch right there. Kong and Django, the rematch.
Actually, it's Damien a rematch, you know, too, though, Tony.
Yeah, Damien a rematch too, Kurt. You know, he did what he wanted to do with Kong up in Carolina, but it might be now he in our house now, so it might be a different story.
But you know what?
We locked him in twice so we can make sure.
Check this
yes,
out.
Sir. That's there you go.
When Kong ran Jamie. It was technical difficulties. So I'm ready to see the real deal now.
Hey,
I'm ready to
see we locked Jamie in twice to make sure we get him. He ain't going nowhere.
Jamie ain't going nowhere, huh?
Nah, he ain't going nowhere.
Okay, yeah. Hey, man. I'm glad to see him come down, man. You know, we doing this thing where we trying to go up the road. They going to come down the road. And we just gonna go back and forth and bring action, and you know, get everything worked out the way back. You know, we know we ain't gonna take Grudge Racing back to where it was, but you know one thing about it, you never forget the basics. You know, you look at the new Camaros and Mustangs. They're not like they used to be. But they very familiar. They look like they used to be. I mean, it's a new style, but you know they got a little swag to them now. So, I mean, they didn't forget about the Camaro. And Camaro still look like a Camaro. Mustang still look like a Mustang, but it got a little swag to it now. So, that's what we're doing. That's what we're taking this Grudge game in 2019. We're gonna put a little swag on it, and we're gonna keep it Grudge. We're gonna always keep it Grudge. And let me see. You know what? People might not understand what I mean when I say that. You know, keeping it Grudge is just that. You don't forget the basics. You know, Grudge Racing. It's Grudge Racing. It ain't index racing. It ain't bracket racing. It ain't heads up racing. You know, it ain't. You know, it can be class racing at times. Is the games are played sometimes, you know, all kind of steps you hear, you know, but at the end of the day, the one thing that separates Grudge Racing from every other kind of racing is the chaos. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. A lot of people say, well, man, they so wild. They act so crazy and all of this other stuff, right? But the people that say that be the first ones through the gate. They find them a spot and they watch that chaos. So you really can't control chaos. We can only contain it. Hey, girl, Kurt, you gotta go on mute. Unless you're talking now, because I'm on here babbling right now. But I mean, I call it babbling, but I'm telling you the truth. But it's chaotic, and all you can really do is contain that, you know, and you know, let it be what it is. You know, don't try to change it. I was having a conversation. I did a live video the other day, and we were talking about big blocks versus small blocks. And, you know, there were some guys that felt like big blocks shouldn't be allowed to race small blocks in shootouts and stuff like that. Okay. Well, big blocks race small blocks in grudge races. They race small, big blocks race small blocks in some of the class racing. You know, now when you do have certain classes where, you know, all you're going to have is a small block. You know, but you got certain classes where you see most of them big blocks, and you got a few small blocks. So, you know, that's, to me, and I'm just speaking, you know, from my point of view, when you're in the grudge game and you go to talking like that, you really probably shouldn't be there. It might be the wrong place for you. So at the same time, you know, if you come over and try to do some of this stuff, you ain't got no nuts, you ain't got no heart, you ain't gonna make it. You know, and listen, and even if you ain't got no nuts and no heart, you can come over, get in some of them no time shootouts where they got small blocks only, this car only, that car only, you know. It ain't got to be that way, you know. I mean, it's a place for everybody. Trigger Man.
Hello?
To the man, what's going on, bro?
What's going on?
Hey, you live on the show, man. We had a little show tonight. And I had to call you real quick because your name came up. You know,
good.
Yeah, Cone came up to Orangeburg to No Medication a little while ago. And
yeah.
Cone got raped. Well, you know, they got an APB out on a little blue S10. I think the driver, the dude, they call Trigger Man, they got an APB out on you. And they say as soon as he crossed that state line, then he going to go back with the same way he sent Cone, asshole blowed out. That's the word I get. That's the word
I get. So I find an enclosed.
Yeah, well, you might have to find a bodyguard, enclosed. You might need an escort, man. You might need to get you an escort service. Because they looking for you hard,
boy. Hey, Jamie, you know what happened to Chris Brown last night, right? He got arrested in West Palm Beach, man.
Chris Brown got arrested in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, right after the show, they're going to try to do you the same way. Palm Beach County Sheriff going to be there. They're going to be waiting at the gate.
Hey. Hey, hold on a second. I'm gonna walk outside. I was eating right quick. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay. I ain't mean to call you middle. Look, hey, Kurt, you don't make the man throw his food up, man. You don't make the man throw his food up. Hopefully, he ain't took a couple of bites yet.
I'm building a room in the morning, man, and I got some business to take care of down there, man, and And like I said, man, if I got you locked in, I hate it for you. And if I still got water pressure after that, what they got? Who? Somebody else I got locked in, Tony. Keep that in mind. That Blazer, somebody said.
Oh, the S10, little S10. You got another little S10, same color as yours, Randy. Randy Walton.
I'm talking about the fourth one. I'm trying to. Somebody gonna buy the little nasty one before I leave from down there. Yeah, somebody gonna want to buy it. Trying to make a sale all in one. Yeah, I'm trying to make a sale all in one.
Now you done got the fourth one. Let me see now. I don't know what the fourth one is.
Is he talking about Melvin Frederick?
I don't know what that one is.
Is he talking about Melvin Frederick?
Yeah, Melvin.
I know what the Blazer is.
Must be Melvin.
That's the only one with the Blazer now.
But Jamie, hey, how you eating dinner? You on the run, man. You did a lot of killing the past month. Jamie on the run.
Hey, yeah, I'm giving some trail, man. Yeah.
he's a shrimp too. He a little too comfortable.
Yeah. Hey, but
hey, Tony,
man.
Tony, that's his last meal, Tony. That's his last meal. That's his last
meal.
Oh,
that's his last. Okay, that's what it is. That's
shut up, sir. Y'all going to.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah,
yeah. Y'all going to go to the right. Yeah, hey, Tony, somebody tried to stop me from coming down there, though, man. I've been in the merge room all morning, man. Somebody, I think Colin put a spot in my racing shoe, man. He wanted me to pay a punk out money.
Somebody told
me.
It's my driving, my gas foot, man. I'm going to goddamn take the gas. You know what I'm going to do, Tony? I was going to take the gas cut off and the brake. I was going to swap them out. I wouldn't do nothing stopping me from giving out this ass whooping. I'm going to put the brake on the right side and the gas on the other side.
Hey,
let me tell you something, man. That damn spot, man, I woke up this morning, man, my foot was tingling, man. I said, man, what in the world? Man, me and my girl got in an argument this morning, man. I told her my toe was broke. She told me, what you hit your toe on? I said, man, I ain't hit my toe on nothing. I wouldn't know if I hit my toe on something. If you hit your funny bone or your toe on something, man, you're going to know that. So she thought I was crazy. Oh, you're doing too much. Shit, I woke up this morning, man, and that joint was hurting so bad, man, I went to the murder room, and they told me something bit me, man. I had to call her. She had to apologize to me, man. I said, I told you to my, I'm going crazy. I know damn well, hey.
Yeah.
But Carl, Carl sent that up there. You know how they do anthrax? When they put that shit in the mail, Carl did that.
He
Carl did that.
A win is a win.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, Tony, man, I'm going to get back in here, man. I got my family out here, and we are out here to eat, man. But, like I said, man, I'll be on the road in the morning, man. Like I said, man, I appreciate the invite, y'all, you know. Coming down there in the morning, man. Like I said, man, y'all show me some love, man. I'm coming down there, you know.
Y'all
have a good time, man. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. But Tony, like I said, man, I'll be there for another hour. If y'all, you know, if you need me, just text me or something, man.
All right.
Okay, thank y'all, man. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, y'all. I had to call Trigger Man real quick. Also, man, one of my mentors, man, had an accident last night. Willie Dog. I ain't been able to talk to him. But I get the word that he's okay. You know, he's okay. Probably, you know, just a little sore and everything. He had an accident down there. I think he was in at the House of Hook last night. He was racing. Matter of fact, he was racing Jamie. And You know, he wrecked the car, hit the wall and everything. So, but he okay. You know, he okay. And I did try to call him, but you know, I imagine everybody in the world calling him. So, anyway, y'all, I just wanted to put that out there. You know, keep Dog in your prayers. You know, say a little prayer for Dog tonight before you lay your head down. You know, because without him, boy, we need him. That ain't no lie. We definitely need him. So, but anyway, back to what I was talking about. We was talking about these big blocks and small blocks. Chuck G.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead. I'm here. What's up?
Hey, did you hear what I was saying when I was talking about the big blocks and the small blocks, man?
About the shootouts and stuff? D League?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I heard you.
I mean, what you think? Chuck, talk to me, man. Hey, hell, we here. It's raining. Ain't nobody got nowhere to go.
We got
big blocks and fast small blocks. Yeah. That shit
don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chuck, you know, to change the pace a little bit. I don't mind putting limitations on certain things, but you know, as far as grudge racing go, it ain't no rules in that. You know, it's just whatever steps you come up with. And there's nothing, you see it, we see it all the time. Big blocks and small blocks race each other. But you know, them old big blocks, them old 468s and 496s and stuff like that. Hell, even some of them old 632s. Well, they catch hell with some of these small block 421s and stuff like that. They catch hell with that. So it you can't really classify who should be racing who, you know, in a grudge.
Well, you know,
you can only step your race the way you need to.
You said in a grudge, why we have shootouts? Because we have shootouts while we're doing it because we don't have enough people grudge racing. So we need to have some kind of action going on, you know. But you get a lot of people because classes. You got to stay on top of classes, and we're not class racing. We grudge racing, you know. No time, but you can't turn it into a class race, you know.
Yeah, and see, we got 28-29. We got run what you brung. We do that now. We gonna do that much, but when we talk about D League, everybody know that's invitation.
And you know why we started D-League.
Everybody.
You know why we started D-League, too.
Well, tell them why.
We started D-League for the budget. The budget guy. The guy that ain't got that much money. You know, the guy that probably getting his stuff from different people, you know, hand-me-downs, you know, MSD box. No electronic computers or nothing in the car like that. You know, the average, we don't talk time, but the average 7-second car, 690 car, maybe 650 car, you know? That's how we started it.
Yeah, and listen,
we didn't start
Every time you increase a couple tenths, boy, it costs you that much more money. It's going to cost you, you know, you 750, okay, I only started though. You 8 seconds in 8 miles. Okay, that's a nice little street car. You know, 750, okay, you got a badass little street car. You know, 690, okay, it's getting better. Now, you got some street cars nowadays, if you got the money, you can go out and buy a street car that's capable of running in the mid-6-second zone and better if you got the money, you know. And in some cases, you may not even have to put no bolt-ons on it, you know. Them add-on parts you need, you pick up a couple more horses. So, and then the faster you go, you start dipping down in that 5-second zone. Okay, well, now this is something different now, you know. The closer you get to that 4-second zone, man, you can spend some money. And everybody can't do that.
And so we started D-League also because of the guys in the 28-inch class, 29, you know, they were racing and having fun. And these guys, they couldn't get in it. They couldn't get in it because they weren't fast enough. So that's another reason why we made this class for the slower budget-minded guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have a little play time, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And make them feel good. And they took hold of it and ran with it good. And we had a lot of cars graduate out of D-League the past 2 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, some people, you got some guys that don't want to graduate from it. They want to stay right there and play in that playground. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you get in where you fit in. Is that where you fit in at? Okay, you know how you can hustle there? Well, hustle there so you can't hustle no more. Then switch
and
it up.
And I still say the perfect D-League car we got right now, even though he ain't got oil pressure, for example, is white trash. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's a good
example. Maybe
Mr.
Blue Balls. Mr. Blue Balls.
Yeah. That was a good example. Both of them cars are good examples of D-League cars. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not flashy.
But when you start trying to go faster,
nothing exotic about them.
You got to go. When you start trying to go faster, then you have to go. When you start getting to a point that you're going too fast, okay, you got to move on now. Because you can't, you know, we just keep it for the guys that can't go no faster. They ain't got enough more money to go faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And people looking at the cars now. They looking at the cars. You know, we got, it's so many products you can go buy now. Rims, B-locks, man, I see now a lot of people going to these 17-inch front runners, you know, with the motorcycle tires on them and stuff like that. I mean, it's cute. I mean, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget about the outlaw bumpers and stuff like that, man. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that stuff. But I'm going to tell you what. When you do that, you better be ready for what comes along with it. Because I'm going to tell y'all, everybody that's listening right now, y'all know y'all done heard it. Oh, man, you got fiberglass bumpers. You got Lexan windows. You got this. You got that. I can't run you. Man, that got to be the dumbest thing. When it comes to grudge racing, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, but I hear it all the time on a regular basis. You do not have to call out every part on somebody's car to get a race. If you don't know if you can race that car, or you scared to race that car, just say that. Hey, man, I think you too much for me. You know, just say that. You know, if you need something, you think you can run that car, but you need something, hey, man, well, I need the bike tire.
Excuse me.
But sitting here talking about everything that man got on his car, man, that's so retarded. That's just retarded when you talking about grudge racing. You don't have to. Everybody got eyes. You got eyes, you can see. You got two of them. Hell, even if something happened to one of them, you can't see out of it. Hell, you can see out the other one. Turn your head at an angle. You know, you won't miss a thing. But anyway, Chuck, man, listen, it's going down tomorrow. I appreciate everybody for calling in. Like I said, I wasn't intending on staying on here alone. There's a lot of commotion going on. People is trying to go test. The track got rained out. It's raining everywhere right now. I couldn't even hardly get this radio cast started because I don't know what was. I don't know if it was a storm or what. It just wouldn't let me log in. But tomorrow, guys, Palm Beach International Raceway, crunch time to unfinished business is going down.
Grudge racing.
Y'all
yeah.
Make sure y'all
no
in
time
the
racing.
House.
Uh-huh. Grudge racing, yeah. No time racing. Here we go. Crunch time to unfinished business. It's going down Saturday, July 7th at Palm Beach International Raceway. You got to be in it to win it. That's right. It's going down. 20-inch, 29-inch tire shootout, $2,500. Guaranteed to win. $100 buy-in. That's right. Outlaw big tire shootout. $2,500 guaranteed to win. $200 buy-in. It's going down. D-League shootout, $100 buy-in. That's right. You need to be in it to win it. Crunch time, true, unfinished business. Spectator tickets, $20. Kids 10 and under, free. VIP, $50. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Track goes hot at 4. Get in it to win it. Shootout start at 7 o'clock. Be there. We're going to light the South Florida light up. That's right. We're going to light up the night with candles lit. It goes down. For more information, go to racepbr.com. Crunch time two, unfinished business. Be there. It's your boy Chuck G and Tony Rafer.
Okay, I got a hand up. 561-8277. Who is that? 561-8277. Who that?
What's up, Tony? Angelo, baby.
Yo, I can't hardly hear you. You got to speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah, I hear you now. I can hear you now.
Yeah, man. We sitting
ring?
Here at the
track.
Oh,
Angelo?
Yeah,
Angelo. What happened out there, Angelo?
Look,
give us an update.
Man, it looked good. It looked promising. All the rain was like around us pushing north. And all the dark clouds moved through. And like the storm moved past us, but we still got wet. We got light rain. So they called it.
Yeah,
you know, it was,
well,
it was,
you know,
like,
they
there was
had
lightning in the area
out there too.
Yeah,
the lightning is what
I went.
That's really
I went
what
live.
Killed.
I went live during mm-hmm. the whole little. It was weird. It was like everything around us was lightning, but it was mm-hmm. it was dry at the track, and then it just rolled
yeah.
away, and then the rain rolled in, just normal rain. So
yeah. And I think the light. Well, I'm pretty sure the lightning is what killed it, because I talked to somebody out there, and that they don't like to play around with them timing systems when it's lightning, because that lightning hit it, it's gonna kill it. And we definitely
now, we don't need no system to die. We don't need no timing system. We just need someone at the big end.
Yeah, that's it. No ticket.
They keep that fucking timing shit off, man. Just tell us when to go and get someone at the big end. That's all we need.
Anytime you come to crunch time, you ain't get no tickets and when you compete. No,
we don't want none.
You ain't like, you out there for a test hit, you'll get one. But, when it comes to a competition, there ain't no tickets. Ain't no ticket anytime you come to crunch time. So, that's one thing we don't worry about. But at the same time, we don't want to kill that system, man. You turn that thing on, that lightning hit it, it's dead. It's dead. That's going to cause some problems. But anyway, I'm glad that you was out there to least let us know what happened, because
he
was
like a live weatherman.
Yeah, I was getting ready to head over there too, and I said, I looked out there, I called Kelly, I said, no, I'm gonna try to do it from here, because it don't look good, But anyway, I'm glad it's today and not tomorrow, because tomorrow gonna be great.
Right.
Tomorrow gonna be good, man. So that's what we're looking for tomorrow right now. So.
Right.
Anyway.
It got fucked up, so come on in, Mitch. Mitch, come on in. Don't worry about it. I got the exhaust fan on, Mitch. Mitch, the main man with the track preps here right now. He's getting ready to kick us all out.
Put Mitch on the phone.
Hold on.
Put Mitch on frog face behind. Okay, yeah, put Mitch on.
What up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, Mitch?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Mitch, you getting
Mitch.
That thing together for tomorrow?
I'm gonna give you everything I got.
Yes, sir. I know you're gonna be out there in the morning getting it right, Mitch.
I'll be here about 12 o'clock, give or take.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I know it didn't take too much rain. It ain't soaked out there, is it?
What was that, T?
I say, did it get soaked out there? Or, the rain. It was okay. It just cooled the track off a little bit.
It's wet, but we'll be good. We'll be good. Track will be good. I've been working on it.
That's what we
want
to hear.
That's what
we want to hear, Mitch. Hey, but Mitch, I know you're working, man. I just wanted to holler at you real quick.
I'm getting ready to go home. We'll be good. I'll see you tomorrow in the afternoon.
Let's go fishing.
That'll work.
Track will be right. Track will be good.
Okay, that'll work. Put Angelo back on the phone, Mitch.
All right, brother.
What the hell? Chuck. Okay.
Yeah,
Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, I don't know what I'm getting, pop-ups. I'm getting all kind of stuff blocking my screen. But anyway, like I say, we ain't gonna be on it. Matter of fact, I'm just getting ready to close it out, man. Anybody got anything they want to say or bring up, talk about, we'll make it last. But other than that, I'm gonna get out of here, man, and try to get ready for tomorrow, because we got a day ahead of us.
Morning show gonna run it tonight. Hang it up.
Morning show gonna run it. Okay, that's good for me. G.
Yeah.
Chuck G.
Yeah.
We gonna slam this thing out, man, and I'm gonna get with you in a little bit. And I talk to y'all on Wednesday, because y'all know we gonna have a nice update on Wednesday. But until then, I'll see y'all on Wednesday, man.
Yeah,